From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today, over the next 3 hours, loaded program. Matt Eumanns, VSiN.com, senior editor, host right here on VSiN in 45 minutes. A very cool contest show that he is doing throughout the football season. He'll tell you about that and some picks that he likes this week. Paul Stone in 90 minutes, a couple of college bets with him. The great Peter King to preview the NFL season in an hour and 45 minutes. He is the best NFL writer in the entire country. We'll go down his Super Bowl pick, which, by the way, he has nailed 3 years in a row. He actually had the matchup, the exact matchup 4 years ago, but he had the wrong winner. And we're talking about before the season starts.
Oh, yeah.
And Adam Chernoff on the show as well.
Some controversial picks, too, as
I would say so.
His playoff picks, yes.
Yeah. So I had a ticket on Clemson in pocket last night at minus 20. From a few weeks back, right? They did open up 18 and a half. It got as high as 24 and a half last night, Paulie, before the game kicked off. Are we so sure they should have covered that game last night?
No, they shouldn't have. No way. I don't know why you're throwing the ball with a minute left. Brad Powers, big bad Brad, got 18. Avalanche of Clemson support. You can add Georgia Tech to the list, like with Virginia Tech and Navy, about what the hell happened. Used to be a good program. I mean, again, that's just, I can't believe that trash was on television last night. National TV, they've won 3 games 3 years in a row. And numerous people that we respect like them under their win total this year. So, I mean, right off the bat, the first play of the game.
Think about how many things had to go wrong for Jai Tech for Clemson to cover this game. And by the way, books got beat up pretty good on that one. Obviously, with that line movement and some big money line parlays that came in. But you're right. First play, INT. Then a block punt. Beautiful field position for Clemson. That was not an easy touchdown. They had to go for it on fourth down to score.
Right.
Then it's like it's 14-10, third quarter, 17-10, five to go in the third quarter. Another block punt. Very fortunate. I feel lucky today that Clemson covered that game. And that this is not your, this is not Clemson from a couple years ago. Defensively, maybe, again, but on offense, whew.
Well, that's not an outlier. I mean, I give a lot of people credit pointing out Watson covered up a lot of things that stunk, and Lawrence. It goes back to the scheme sucks. I'll bet there's no creativity, bro. The trash that they're running on offense.
Yep.
And it's been that way for a long, long time. They just had great players offensively and stud wide receivers. So, I mean, everyone was losing their mind saying make a quarterback change. DJ doesn't seem to be the answer. Can they survive in what appears to be a down year for the ACC yet again? Don't know about Miami. They go to A&M coming up. Looking forward to that. They catch the break with Wake with Hartman out. You get NC State at home, but you have to go to Florida State and Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. So I was good. We asked Reese Davis, are they in that mix here of the playoff teams? And you see their preseason ranking at 4. But watching that last night, you can't say they belong. Not right now.
No. This is one of the teams at the very top that could stumble. And, a lot of hype about Utah going into this season, about Utah maybe making the playoff to get in past one of those top 4 teams. Well, this would be the team, a team like Utah would actually get by. And I'm just throwing Utah out there as the example, but other teams that might be able to sneak in. Yeah, they can. I mean, they did catch a huge break with no Hartman against Wake Forest. The game against Florida State, the game against Notre Dame, those probably will not be easy here for Dabo. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just because they are not that explosive anymore on offense. And it is not all 5-star kids are created equal, right? The drop-off from Watson and Lawrence to DJ is significant, in my opinion.
Sure.
And probably everybody's opinion.
And I think losing Venables is big, too. Although you're not going to see it because Georgia Tech doesn't have much firepower.
Yep.
But I think that'll play a factor once they play some good quarterbacks coming up while the schedule gets going. But you're right. I mean, that is just throwing the ball that late. And you take out the block punt. I mean, they didn't generate much offense in the first half.
Yep. So that caps off week 1. We'll move ahead to week 2 and give you some really good stuff that you can find at VSiN.com. Power ratings, projected point spreads coming up in about 10 minutes. That's available on the website. How about some NFL stuff here? Are we positive the Packers are going to go off as the favorite against the Vikings? Still pretty much 1.5 everywhere. I would say this. If you want to bet Minnesota on teasers to go through the 7, you might want to do it today, because I don't know if the Vikings are not going to be the favorites. I think they probably will be in this game. The report, now yesterday, Tom Silverstein, who covers the Packers in that state, their head coach, Matt LaFleur, said that he's hopeful rookie wide receiver Christian Watson will play on Sunday. He was non-committal with wide receiver Alan Lazard, who was sidelined last week for undisclosed reasons.
Now, what did you hear coming in or yesterday? About this doesn't look good. I mean, fantasy standpoint, betting line, you're right. It's a perfect storm. Minnesota hype, Green Bay early season struggles. Rodgers has struggled in Minnesota. And now you might not have your number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
Which it could be personal issues or, one report, was it an injury? Or I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know exactly what it is, but listening to like the fantasy world, and remember, Paul Charchian said last week, Alan Lazard, you can sneak him in as a wide receiver number 2. He's going to get that many targets. He's going to be, Rodgers' number 1 guy. I heard people last night, today, saying they already put Lazard on the bench this week.
Oh.
They hate the way that this sounds.
Uh-huh.
So let's just pretend for a second here that Lazard does not go, and he's going to be like the clear number 1 guy. And I don't know about Christian Watson either. He was dinged up in the preseason.
Right.
Again, when he says, quote, hopeful, okay, I don't know. So Rodgers is going to throw the ball to Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, and now the 5th-round pick, Romeo Doubs, which would be good for me potentially as a rookie, bet him rookie of the year.
Well, I have full confidence in him.
I think he's a good player.
I think he's going to have a big year. But your first two, sure. You don't know about Lazard and Watson. You don't know about him either. Pro Football Talk said injury. Our guy, it's always Miller time. Dan Miller behind the glass says maybe he just ran off the field.
Yeah.
I mean, it just took off, and who knows what the hell happened.
It sounds shaky at best right now. I mean, we are week 1 coming up on Sunday here, folks.
Yes,
and you're getting this now from the head coach.
It's go time. That's right.
So I do Peter King's story this week, the projections, the predictions, the opinions that he has. I like what he wrote about Green Bay because he does have Green Bay in the Super Bowl against Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Rodgers is at his best when people doubt him. Well, there's a lot of doubt about Rodgers this year because of no more Davante Adams. But again, if you keep stripping weapons away.
Whoa.
Man, oh man.
I will disagree with that. He's right in the regular season. Again, Rodgers has been a little James Harden-ish here with his issues in the playoffs and losing home playoff games and not getting over that hump in the NFC title. You are correct. It's a indictment of the organization with lack of help and the issues in the draft. And how the hell can you only have two combined Super Bowls with Favre and Rodgers for that long, right? But mm-hmm. he's also done it to himself, too. I mean, you want to be on that Mount Rushmore here. You like, can you win some of these games? I mean, you keep losing at home in NFC title games and getting tripped up by Kaepernick and some of these guys in playoff games that you shouldn't lose.
Yeah. Now, LaFleur is optimistic about two of their offensive linemen, Bakhtiari and Jenkins, so that would be massive. And maybe this team is, you know, this year really is going to morph into it. I know there's been a big narrative about this anyway throughout the summertime, but this is going to be maybe a run-first offense?
I think you just made the case for the under. Between the uncertainty of Lazard, you love the Green Bay defense. Who doesn't? They have shored up the special teams with Bisaccia. You hope it can't be any worse. The Vikings bring Smith over, steal him from Green Bay. I would think maybe you're with the run-first offense, yes. Maybe it should be a lower scoring game and go under the total.
Yeah, and I do agree with people who are suggesting that Jones is going to be used as a wide receiver as well. I would split him out, get him one-on-one if you can. He's a pretty good receiver out of the backfield, so that is that appears to be a good idea for LaFleur and company there as well.
Yeah. Thielen, big year, finally healthy for the first time in a long time.
I think so,
yeah. Big red zone weapon threat.
I think the combination there is going to be really, really good. And now Irv Smith back in the fold, who I was really high on Irv Smith last year when it came to season-long props. He got hurt right away before the season started, so that kind of obviously took the wind out of my sails on some of those bets that I made. Fantasy as well, but... I like him as a target overall.
Right, and I know more of these reports come out that they at the end it got ugly and they couldn't stand Zimmer. So the shot in the arm from maybe energize the locker room, chemistry, and definitely, most definitely creativity with the play calling and getting O'Connell in there.
And we finally got the Steelers depth chart yesterday as well. I don't think too many people should be surprised by this. Mike Tomlin is going to go with Mitchell Trubisky in Week 1. Against the Bengals.
Yep, right move. Could be a playoff team. Again, they made the playoffs, and the quarterback play was atrocious with Ben. The surprise to me is Pickett is third string on the depth chart. Now, some people are saying that's, hey, come on, Rudolph, you want a shot? No one's trading for him. I can't imagine. But Pickett, third on the depth chart. So I would say slow down there. But the right move, good move. Also captain. So go get him Sunday, Mitchell. And we'll see what this. I think this can be a feisty team here. And I think they win more games than the Browns and could surprise people.
Yeah, their win totals right now, they have the alt ones up over at Bet Rivers. You can bet over 6.5. That's -$2. The under is +160. The standard win total is 7.5. Win 8 games. Go 8-9 with the Steelers. Or to go 9-8 or better than that, over 8.5 is +160.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard 14,000 times this year that Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record with the Steelers. And he has had some garbage there at quarterback before.
Yes, he has.
When Ben got hurt, when Ben played last year, all of the above. That defense is going to be legit yet again this year. And I know this about Trubisky. They have weapons, man. They have really good receivers, and they have a complete stud at running back. If the offensive line is pretty good, or better this year, I should say, maybe they can extract some of that 2018 Bears out of Trubisky this year.
Yeah, that could be a 3-1 start. I mean, you expect them to lose Sunday at Cincinnati, but then it's Patriots, Browns, Jets. Those are all winnable games.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. So some big news now that we have football only a couple of days away, and then, of course, Week 1 coming up on Sunday. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, which is betrivers.com. Up next, win some, lose some, and a ton of new features on the network and at vsin.com. We'll share some of the biggest power rating adjustments after Week 1 in college football. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
MLB favorites 9-3 last night. A couple dogs that cashed. Look at this. Nationals plus 225. That's 4 out of 5 now. One that took 2 out of 3 from the Mets. They shut out the Cardinals. That's Sanchez again. 4 games in a row where he's allowed 2 earned runs.
Well, he's going to end up...
4 starts, that's 2 earned runs he's allowed.
Yeah, he's going to end up being like the best ROI pitcher in baseball.
Crazy.
When it's all said and done.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable. Diamondbacks 2-1. Snell was great again.
Well,
but no, he only went 6 innings, gave up 1 run, and then the bullpen spit it up too.
I should have my head examined for not betting the Diamondbacks yesterday.
Yeah, thought it was too high.
Thought about it.
Yeah,
he was great.
Yep. Giants were plus 195 as well, and beat the Dodgers. Blue Jays sweep the doubleheader in Baltimore. That's 8 in a row and 11 of 12 on the road. During that 11-1 streak, plus 36 run differential.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Big time sweep for Toronto. Clemson, Georgia under 54 down to 51, and also we'll get to what happened with the game as well with the movement. But tennis. Francis Tiafoe plus 380. Beat Nadal yesterday. Big dog that cashed.
Huge upset yesterday.
Yes, it was. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. You always want to see these videos? Send them in. We'll put you on television. How about the Royale with cheese? Look at this again. Down the street, same spot. Our buddy Chris. $40,000. Three to the Royal Delt. Hearts. Bam, bam. How about that?
Well, the old $10 denomination.
At a bar, right?
Yeah.
It's on like a local inside baseball, but it's on St. Rose at like 215 and East. I mean, it's a bar and you can play. They want to up the denomination, the bartender said. Their handle and coin in is unbelievable, he said.
Well,
good area. Very important.
Very nice, but also the regulars that go in there.
Yeah.
Big players.
Sure. Good point. Yep. This dog video is so good. Now, look at this. Oh, okay. I'm going to stand up. Here's the pool, right? Oh, there's no water in it. The dog grabs the hose with his mouth, puts the hose in the pool, and then turns the water on. There you go. Not a problem. It's hot out. You know, I got to do something. Beat
Come
the
on.
Heat. Puts the toys in, While he's filling up the pool with all the water, finished product, there you go.
No way. No way. Come on.
Come on. Absolutely. You're at it the whole time. Scanning the scene, looking at it. Got to fill it up, right? Grabs the hose, puts it in the water, turns it on. I have my toys in there. Absolutely. Smart dog. Very good. You love this one. This was all over social media yesterday with the seal playing catch with the dog out here in the water. Goes on for about 40 seconds. A lot of people were concerned about, hey, buddy, and they, you know, that little close to the dog. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah. People just assume that the seal is going to take the dog down and that's going to be the end of it. I never once considered, aren't seals like really nice animals? Lovely.
Simple
look
enough.
At
souls,
that.
Yeah.
Now he goes,
get up there.
He's swimming after the ball.
Right.
Like he wants to play with the dog the whole time. The dog grabs it. He's like, I've got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And I thought the seal wanted to play and be his buddy.
Sure, that could go sideways. You never know.
And he drags him into the ocean and see you later.
Yeah. Playing a little fetch there, but that's with the tennis ball, with the seal getting after it. Sure. Interesting video all over the place. Brandon set this in. Lose some. Brandon was watching the LSU Florida State game. Now, the game was on ABC. The bartender, you go, see, you put the game on. The bartender became frustrated and gave up and handed the remote to the customer at the bar. It was on ABC Sunday.
Travesty in America.
Yes, it is.
It continues.
Active content. Oh, man. And this is a good dog video. About, I think I'm with the wrong cup here. About a little three-card money in Times Square. But look at this. All right, switching it around. The treat's under one of them. Give me that one, right? Oh, I got the treat. All right, good. Uh-oh. But if you chose this one, you got... Look at his face. He spits it out. What did I do? I could have had seven treats. I only get one treat. I picked the wrong cup.
But also, that's the best part of it.
He goes back.
After he spits the treat out into the big group, he's like, he goes with the left paw.
Right, he goes,
no,
back.
I want that one.
Yeah, I changed my mind. Right. The right paw gets the cup with one treat. Then he comes back after he's defeated. You know what? I want to do over.
Oh, no.
Goes
oh,
with the
no.
left paw. Right. I changed my mind. I want the other cup. Bad for the books. A long time ago in a galaxy far away, Clemson was 18 or 19, and they went off a 24.5-point favorite in the late touchdown with a minute left. They're up 24, and they win by 31. Everybody wins. Also a bad beat if you took the good number with Georgia Tech. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com.
Okay, so this is a really cool new feature this football season. Adam Burke is going to be doing this every week. He is going to be very transparent, doing write-ups on college football and the power rating adjustments. And he sends out his week two power ratings. And again, go to vsin.com to check it out. He has all 131 D1 teams on there. He says that he'll write down the biggest adjustments that he made to go up, the biggest adjustments he made to go down. He'll also tell you why he made those adjustments, and then he writes in there the matchups that we have coming up for the next week and his projected point spread. So it's really cool. For example, I think it was the biggest mover of the entire week, it was Charlotte. He knocked them down 5 points.
Yeah.
And as he wrote, he'll give you like a couple of sentences on each team as well. The 49ers have had two horrific data points. They lost by 30 to FAU, who lost as a favorite at Ohio,
yep,
and lost by 17 to William & Mary. Based on this week's line, 5 points isn't enough, but I think anything more than that is a bit of an overreaction. He made the number at Maryland 22.5, and that's what he said based on the number. It's actually 27. So he said maybe too much of an overreaction with Charlotte, but not good so far for that team.
Nope. Quarterback did get injured, came back in the first game, which affected the total, but that was ugly last week. Can't lose a game like that, routed by Bill and Mary.
Now, he bumped up Duke 4 points.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's more Temple trash. Okay.
I think he has...
Temple.
Where does he have Temple? He has UMass as the worst team in college football.
Uh-huh.
He has Temple pretty low on the list, but not quite that low. Duke plus 4... He said that he was impressed by Duke, but he admits the Owls are awful.
Mm-hmm.
They look competent, likes the coach. He made the number Northwestern minus 12 this week. Duke's plus 12, 9.5. 9.5. He bumped Missouri up 4 points. He made the number against K-State 5.5. It's actually 8. And he knocked LSU, one of his biggest losers of the entire week, He knocked him down a full 3 points. Now they play Southern on Saturday, so they should win that game by 30 points or more than that. And he also knocked down Southern Miss by 3 with a question mark because their quarterback got hurt. So they're catching 26.5 against Miami. He made the number with the quarterback if he plays 27.
Bama 1, Georgia 2, Ohio State 3. No surprise there. I agree with that. How about this? He has Tennessee 8. Now, this is interesting because they were not ranked in the preseason bowls, but our guys here at VSiN and the Sharp, you know, Paul Stone, Humans, and they put together their list. And on Matt's show, they did top 40 teams in 40 days. I mean, I think they had Tennessee top 15, top 10. So, big game against Pitt coming up, revenge. And you see that Adams got them number 8 after the blowout win against Ball State. The other thing, getting lost and what happened Sunday, is that incredible streak came to an end. Kelly had won 40 in a row and favored. So that goes bye-bye with the loss against Florida State.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he has Notre Dame number 7, Tennessee 8, Oklahoma 9, Miami 10. But, I mean, based on his power rating, all three of those teams I just mentioned, they all have the same power rating. And they're a half a point better than Oklahoma and Utah, and then it drops on a point and a half to Michigan State. He's got USC number 14. If USC if they win and they're impressive against Stanford, I think their power rating is going to take a massive leap this weekend. They have a chance to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If they look good again and that offense is clicking and Caleb Williams looks like a complete stud.
Doable schedule? Yes. Uh-huh.
Now that opened up 12, now down to 9. That total is 65.5. Boy, oh boy, is that too high of a total, though?
With Shaw? Yeah.
Yeah, with Shaw?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, he
loves to punt, loves to kick field goals, loves to play conservative and run. Yeah.
And defensively, he can make it difficult for teams. I think 65.5 is probably a high number there.
Something there. Yep. It's kickoff football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. All season long, it's your go-to book with all football-related content. Oh, the house specials. They are fantastic. Will a quarterback throw for more than 510 yards in a game? That's offered as a house special, $1.10. And will a quarterback set the record for yards, 5477? Yes is plus 250. Those are the house specials that they've added up there at Bet Rivers. Download the app for the great promotions, player props, and odds. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players. Bet Rivers, a whole new game.
All right, we have Matt Humans on the show coming up in 20 minutes. Senior editor at VSiN.com, host here on the network. He has some plays that he likes this week in college football and some week 1 NFL bets as well. Up next, Top 5 Tuesday. We'll hit our favorite NFL regular season win totals with numbers that are currently available here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Top.
You ain't first, you're last.
5.
That's not enough, Dad!
Tuesday.
I'm ready for this my whole life.
Top 5 Tuesday.
Dollar bills, y'all.
And follow the money.
All right, Top 5 Tuesday. This morning here on Follow the Money, as we have NFL starting on Thursday night, week 1. All about it on Sunday. About some regular season win totals in the NFL that are available as we speak. My Top 5. And you'll notice that I don't have a couple of teams that I bet on here in the summer for those of you who listen to the show on a daily basis. Like, I don't have the Vikings because that number's moved too much. But I do like the Buccaneers currently under 11.5. That's minus 135 for several reasons. One, Trouble in Paradise, the headline last week between Tommy Boy and Giselle. I'm buying that. And then the offensive line injuries is so much of a concern there that to get to 12 wins this year and go 12-5, that you're asking a lot out of Tom at his age. I know he played at an MVP level last year, but a lot of question marks. The new coach comes in, obviously. 12 is a lot, and so I like under 11.5, minus 135. Staying in their same division, I'm surprised that 8.5 is still available at minus 110 on the Saints. I've been betting the Saints several ways throughout the summertime. I bet the regular season win total over. I bet an alt total over. I bet to get to 10 wins. I bet to win the division, to make the playoffs. I like the Saints a lot. They have Tommy's number.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Correlated. right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
And they beat them 4 in a row regular season, and I think all the wins are by double digits.
Now, I don't want to sound too nuts.
Or more than a touchdown?
But I think Jameis can play a little bit here. And if he gets hurt again this season, I actually kind of like the addition of Andy Dalton to the backup, right? So they could go to him as the backup there. Anyway,
well, if you can win games with Hill, you can't really throw. I mean,
Yep. Give me the Dolphins over 9. That's even money right now. You can find that if you shop around. A lot to like here. Tua, again, a big question mark. I get that. But I do like Mike McDaniel. How can you not like the offseason? The special teams, the kicker's really, really good. The defense, they have playmakers on that side of the ball. And with that philosophy coming over now from San Francisco, I do have them better than the Patriots, like most people.
Big game week 1. Good game.
Yeah.
Important game. And New England always struggles here, too.
Survivor pick with Miami week 1?
Yeah. Okay.
But I like them to at least get to 9, and that would be a break-even point. And if they go over, you're going to get even money on that to go to 10-7, which I can see happening for sure with Miami. The Titans under 9. Most people are down on the Titans. Not everybody, but most people under 9. Not a lot to like in this offseason with this team. Then the injury to Landry as well. He is a legit, like, really good defensive player in this league. And on that unit anyway, one of the better players as well to help out guys like Jeffrey Simmons. That's a big loss. No more A.J. Brown. The stuff with Burks in the preseason did not look good. So the Titans, the luster there, certainly off the one seed from a year ago. And the other one I like, it's minus 130. And I know a lot of signs point to the Bengals regressing this year and coming big time back to the pack, the Super Bowl hangover, how many times that they were a dog last year in their games, the fortunate close wins they had a lot of times. And I'm the exact opposite because I think Joe Burrow is a complete stud. How can you not? All this talk again about Andrew Luck and Trevor Lawrence being the two best prospects we've had at the quarterback position in like the last 20 years. What, this guy's not? He's not better than both of them? I think that he is. Awesome weapons on offense. The defense is pretty good. And I have to say that their biggest weakness, which was a big-time weakness last year, they completely corrected that in like 48 hours in free agency by addressing the offensive line. So I think the Bengals are in for another nice year, and I'd like them to win at least 10 games. I'll give you a bonus pick. Those are my top 5. Bonus pick. Cowboys under 10, minus 120.
Mm.
Don't like the coach.
Yeah.
Big injury already to the left tackle.
What do you trust with a wide receiver?
The wide receiver room is shaky at best.
Uh-huh.
Right? So already some major concerns here with the Cowboys. And if they fall apart a little bit this year, I'm not going to be surprised by that for 1 second.
Great Sunday night game at home against Tampa. All right. Number 1, Patriots under 8.5. It's just a negativity. And it's early. But I thought Mac Jones was going to have a monster year, breakout year. But all the reports are he's even struggled in camp too. And between this, the dynamic duo, this a horrible exacta with Judge and Patricia with the calling the plays and how bad they looked in the preseason. You can't get anybody to say anything positive or compliment them what's happened in camp. And that in the game out here, before they were thoroughly dominated in practices and scrimmages against the Raiders, Raiders backups moved the ball on their first team defense. So I think they lose Sunday. I played Miami money line. And I think the Patriots, that'll be my bonus play too, to tie it in. Missed the playoffs. I got 160. You can find 170 now too. I think it'll be a long year in New England. Bears under 6.5. Not breaking news here. It's high as 165 now. It's even down to 6 at most spots. And I just, no weapons other than Mooney. You didn't help out Fields at all. Offensive line, wide receivers, lack thereof, no weapons. Long year for Chicago under 6.
Are you actually surprised it didn't move even more?
To 5.5?
Yeah, to 5.5.
Yeah. It's a very popular play.
Because I'm pretty surprised it actually opened up 6.5.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big ask, right?
Yeah.
Browns under 8.5. People forget how bad Brissett has been the last few years, too. I mean, that's the other one. With Watson out 11 games, they're going to win 9 games? I mean, as we talked about when the suspension came down, imagine if they get off to a 1-3 start, because it's so easy at the front. I think Carolina beats them Sunday. And then I can't point to
that. You're right.
I can't. Yeah, you got a great number. I can't point to anything else and say, okay, well, that's a win. They'll beat the Jets. They'll beat the Falcons. I can't do that. And then even when Watson comes back late in the season, number one, he's got to be rusty. Number two, look at the schedule he's walking into. I don't see how the Browns win eight games this mess. And it's also it's anti-Brissett and the whole Watson situation.
Yeah, it's the meat grinder over the last six games.
Yes, it is. Backloaded.
You want to go under 7.5 or plus 145?
Sounds good, too. Yeah.
You can really get nuts. Under 9.5 is now minus 265. Wow. They were a favorite to go over 9.5 back in like late May, June. Now under 9.5 is all the way bumped up to minus 265.
Yeah. Some real shaky moments in Miami and also Indy, the last time we've seen Brissett. That's a big ass now for a guy to come in and try to hold it down while you wait for Watson. And then I'm in the conductor here. I'm all aboard. Colts over 9.5. It's 10 now in most spots, but the juice was $1.50. I'm with you on Tennessee, and that was before the Landry news. I think you'll see Willis in there sooner rather than later, and they miss the playoffs and go under. And I think the Colts not only run away with this division, they could be in play for the one seed. And the Eagles over 9.5. 10 now in most spots, but 9.5 over 150 with the juice. With the Smith injury, getting the guy from the Saints, another key acquisition that Roseman made, and I think getting A.J. Brown, and as our guy Ross Tucker has said, huge. Now, for going back the first time since high school, Hurts has the same offensive system back-to-back years.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus plays, I mentioned the Patriots missed the playoffs. At Bet Rivers, the Bears finish in last place. Yes, $1.10. I'm not buying this Lions over win total possible playoff team stuff. But I do think they'll win more games than the Bears and sweep the Bears. So I'll say I like that. Bears last place, $1.10.
Eagles over 10.5 right now at Bet Rivers is plus 150. So 11-6 for Philly?
Yeah. 18-1, one seed?
Yeah, that's available.
That was at one book?
Still at plus 150 to win that division.
Good price.
I bet that last week.
Yep, good price. Football season, and money's made now. No one knows football like VSiN. Now's the time to become a VSiN subscriber. Get the college and pro guides. NFL guide over 100 pages. We'll talk about more of it tomorrow with all the predictions to make the playoffs. Everyone has got a win total play. I went with the Colts in that one. Get all the tools to prep. Sign up early for the discounted $175. Both guides and full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl or $40 a month to see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Peter King comes up in about an hour here on the show. He has the Colts missing the playoffs.
Yes.
And he has the Titans winning that division.
Yeah.
But how about that?
Yeah.
I think he's like, is he the Lone Ranger on that?
He is. With that, yes. Now he has New England 7-10. Sounds about right to me.
Right, right. And a couple of other surprise picks for teams to miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So can't wait to talk to him. He has a Bills-Packers Super Bowl.
He might be the biggest New Orleans supporter, though. I mean, it's one thing to say, I think the Saints could win the division.
Or go over their win total.
Yeah, you won't believe what he said, what the Saints are going to do.
Yeah, that was, when you're reading that, you're like, wow, okay, I like the Saints too, but that much?
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Matt Eumanns will join the program coming up next. VSiN.com, senior editor, host on VSiN, has a great new football show with a contest. On the weekends, on Friday nights here on VSiN, he'll tell you about, and also some bets that he likes in college football and for week one of the NFL coming up next year. And follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Time now for a deep dive here on VSiN with Matt Youmans. VSiN has a team of experts on every sport who write, post, and join us on VSiN for their exclusive analysis. We'll get Matt's bets for week two in college football and the NFL coming up here in a few minutes. And Matt does join the program right now, obviously, but he also has a very cool and exciting new NFL contest football contest betting show on Fridays here on VSiN. Matt, this is really cool, man. Tell us about it here.
Yeah, we talked about it last Friday night. Derek Stevens was in studio, and I have to say thanks to Derek for getting behind this contest. I told him about the old Stardust Invitational and how it'd be cool to recreate that at Circa. And he said, let's do it. So he put up $25,000, and we got 16 handicappers in an invitational. We're going to kick it off this Friday night. You can use you have your five best bets, college and NFL sides and totals. And we're going to do this every week for 18 weeks. Starting in week 9, the last placed contestant gets cut. And we're going to cut the last place guy every week for 8 straight weeks. And we got a pretty good lineup here. Chuck Edel. You guys know Chris the Bear Felica, Steve Fezzik, Doug Kazarian. Mark Lawrence won the last Stardust Invitational in 2005. Mm. Randy McKay, Mike North, Aaron Renning, James Salinas, Paul Stone. We have some other professional bettors in the contest that maybe the listeners don't know so well, but I think it's going to be cool for anyone who watches and listens to VSiN on Friday nights to hear what these guys zero in on as their five best plays for the weekend in college football in the NFL, and they're going to use the Circa Sportsbook lines as of Friday mornings.
Okay, very good. Now, how about some bets that you like this week in college football? Uh-huh. We touched on this briefly yesterday. Circa opened up Arizona against Miss State. Miss State, like, around 7, okay? There was another book across the country that opened up 14.5. Well, now it's kind of meeting in the middle a little bit, and you can find Arizona at around plus 11. You like the dog here?
Yeah, 14.5 is too many. I can't believe that. Let's split the difference. I'll take the 11 that's at Circa right now. My biggest regret from last weekend is not playing Arizona as a dog at San Diego State. I looked at that game for 2 months, thought that Arizona was going to be live, never bet the Wildcats. Of course, they rolled the Aztecs 38-20. I really think Jaden DeLora, the transfer quarterback from Washington State, is going to make a big difference on this team. Plus, they've got some big-time wideouts. Arizona's got speed it didn't have before. This is a team that lost 23 of its previous 24 games. It's a totally different team. Arizona rushed for 162 yards against a good San Diego State defense. Delora passed for 299 and four touchdowns with one pick. Now, the difference in this game is night and day. You go from defending a San Diego State offense that has no quarterback and no passing game to a Mississippi State offense that's all about the passing game. Will Rogers put up huge numbers last week, and Mississippi State rolled it up on Memphis. I think Arizona's better than the betting markets give me credit for. When I did the Pac-12 preview for the college VSiN college football betting guide, I kept thinking to myself, and this Arizona team's going to be a lot better. I don't know how many wins are going to show up on the schedule, but I really like the personnel. And we saw it in week one against San Diego State. I think we'll see it again here in week two. I expect Arizona to be really competitive, maybe have a shot to win this game. Like you said, open 7.5 at Circa. I'll take the 11 with the Cats in Tucson.
A high total in this Stanford-USC game. We were kicking around maybe the under in this game previous segment. 65.5 seems a bit high. It opened up USC around 12 in this game, now down to 9. Lincoln Riley's crew, they were very impressive last week in the opener. But, you know, David Shaw, I mean, it's not pretty with this guy. He likes to muck it up. Who do you like here?
Well, I liked Stanford a lot when it was in the double digits. I still like Stanford a little bit of +9. This was one of the opening lines that jumped out at me right away because Stanford's another team that I thought in the Pac-12 was going to be much improved and was not going to be given much credit by people early in the season. Tanner McKee is one of the best quarterbacks in the conference. Emmitt Smith's son, EJ, is a really good running back. And you see that last week. He broke off a couple big runs. Obviously, it's against the Colgate defense, but how much better is the USC defense than Colgate? I'm not sure. You know, last week against Rice, you couldn't really see a lot, but I still have a lot of doubts about this USC D. So I'm going to give Stanford a shot here. The Cardinal upset USC on the road last year. You'll remember that as a big underdog, and I think Stanford's got a great shot to do it again. You know, one thing about USC, I said this before the season, I thought that this team was going to play a bunch of games in the 60s and 70s because the offense might be nearly unstoppable, but defense not going to stop any people. But as far as Stanford goes, it could be a little bit different game because the Cardinals are going to want to run the ball, control the pace. This could be one of those lower scoring games that USC's involved in. I like Stanford, not as much at 9 than it was at double digits, but I still like the Cardinals.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa in the Sports Betting Network. Matt Youmans, our guest. Here we go, my friend. We kick it off Thursday. The story of week one in the NFL, 10 home dogs, including the defending champs. Can you believe it? Ralph Michaels points out it's only happened 2016 with the Broncos, 2002 with the Patriots. Everyone on the Bills here, 2.5. What do you think of the Rams, the defending champs, one of 10 home dogs?
You know, have we ever had 10 home dogs in an NFL week one ever? I'm not sure. I mean, this has got to be a first. Mm-hmm. I can't remember this many home dogs in a week. I go back to, you know, that playoff game, Bills-Chiefs. I've watched that replay probably 10 times. Josh Allen looked like Superman in that game. And I think that sticks in a lot of people's minds when they look at the Bills and they're the preseason Super Bowl favorites. I think the Rams are being disrespected a little bit here. And don't forget, the Bills' best corner, Tre'Davious White, is out. And that's going to make a difference in this game. And I think I'll probably wait because people are so in love with the Bills that there's a chance a couple books in Vegas, and who knows, maybe a couple across the country will go to 3 before kickoff. I would grab that 3 for sure. If not, I'll take the 2.5. I actually like the Rams' chances to win this game.
All right. I'm intrigued by this game, and I'm confident the Raiders will have more fans in Los Angeles, and there's no home field advantage there. But it was 4, then it was 3.5, and now it's 3. You took the points with the Raiders. Tell us why.
Yeah, also in that previous game, Matthew Stafford's arm injury is not going to be a factor.
Right.
So that's another reason. Now, you know, here you've got two quarterbacks who finished in the top 5 in the NFL in passing yards last season, Derek Carr and Justin Herbert. I think you're going to see some wild shootouts in the AFC West this season, and this should be one of them. The Chargers, here's the weakness. They ranked 23rd in total defense and 30th in rushing last season. And one, they added Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson, the corner, and defensive lineman Sebastian Joseph Day and Austin Johnson. I'm still not sure how much better the Chargers are going to be against the run. But they could have some problems against the pass here because J.C. Jackson just had ankle surgery in late August, and he's going to be out. So even though Josh McDaniels is going to be tempted to pound the ball on the ground, I think the Chargers are going to have a hell of a hard time stopping the Raiders through the air with Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller. The Raiders should be alive to win this game. And actually, if you look around right now, the best number of +3.5 is out there at DraftKings, South Point, and Westgate. I think those might disappear. This Raiders team looks pretty good. By the way, these teams played, you guys remember, a classic Week 18 game in Las Vegas. Justin Herbert was 34 for 64 in that game, but the Raiders got the win. I think the Raiders got a good shot to get the win here, too. By the way, the Chargers, every team in the AFC has one fewer home game this season, 8 home games. The Chargers, you said the Raiders might have the home field advantage or the home crowd advantage.
Yep.
The Chargers are also going to be at a disadvantage in home, at home in their last game of the season against the Rams. So they really only have like 6 or 7 true home games this season, which you have to keep in mind if you're inclined to bet the Chargers over their season win total, which I would not.
Yeah, Matt, we're up against it. You also like the Texans +8 and the Buccaneers -1.5. Follow him on Twitter. He's at MattHumans247. Thanks, pal. Good luck this week.
Okay, you bet. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, man.
There you go. If you want deep dives from Matt Humans and more, they're all on vsin.com, only for vsin pro subscribers. Become a pro at vsin.com/subscribe. And the pro tip this hour, every hour here on vsin, you want to bet the Vikings and teasers to go through the key number of 7. I would suggest that you do that very soon, because I'm not going to be surprised if Minnesota goes off the favorite in this game. And that way, that teaser leg is going to go bye-bye. So that's the pro tip of the hour. Every hour across every VSiN show, at least 20 a day. Again, VSiN.com. Pro subscribers can get it at VSiN.com. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on Major League Baseball bets every single Tuesday. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Bunch of picks there from Matt Humans. Up next, we will get into some NFL props, including the highest or lowest scoring team in the league on Sunday. Now, fine print there. That does not include the Thursday night game or the Monday game. So only the Sunday games, the highest scoring and the lowest scoring team on Sunday. Props with odds coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.